This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 47 for Tuesday, April 16th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Hi.
You're running out of ideas.
No, I just haven't had time. It's been, you know, a little busy.
Really? Busy?
Yeah, just a little, yeah.
So. What forever could have been keeping you busy?
I don't know, grading, QuickBooks. Oh, the Atlanta Penn Show.
This is the Atlanta Penn Show edition.
Woo!
So, it's Tuesday. We're fresh back from the show. Got back yesterday.
Yep. You know, I say this every time, but we had a great time.
Yeah, it was. I think this. I had a better time than I thought I was going to have, quite frankly.
Because of how it was 4 years ago, or I mean, 4 years ago was laughable. We had like one table. It was like a third full. It was really lame.
It was cute. I got to find those pictures.
Cozy. It was cozy.
We had like two slaughter boxes full of pens.
Oh. I know we sold at least one.
Yeah, we sold one, and it killed me to see us sell it. And to this day, I remember which one it was, a Conway Stewart.
It was pretty. The green one?
It was the green, and it had the blue veining in it.
Well, I wasn't using it, and we were working on home renovation.
And we were broke.
You know, that hasn't changed. That's interesting.
Anyway, yeah, so I guess I didn't know what to expect, and I thought, well, you know, you gotta like the Atlanta Club. They do a pretty good job. So
strong club. In fact, it's almost, what did we discuss at dinner? Three different clubs or so many people?
Yeah,
the North and the Cummings and the
I don't know. They've got their own little branches here and there, and but it was good. So we left Thursday night. Thursday, kind of, what was it, about 5:30? That we 6 o'clock
right about
we got
six.
Up.
Yep.
So, car was packed to the hilt as usual.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad of a drive. We had a little bit of rain. We got the west side of that big rainstorm that was covering the country.
Yeah, but it wasn't nearly as bad as we had thought that it would be. So we made good time, and it was an easy drive. Did we stop any place interesting?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not on the way down, because we got there at, 10:30? 10 o'clock?
I think we were there earlier, weren't we?
You're right. I can't remember.
Maybe? I don't know. We stopped for breakfast.
It was a long drive.
It was. We stopped for breakfast about an hour out, and then just got in there and started to unpack. It was pretty quick getting in there. So.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Some shows you get this. You get lucky and you get to find a door that's right by the entrance to the show. Sometimes not
always.
You got to go in the door. You got to go down. You got to take an elevator up, and then you know this was surprisingly close. And the funny thing is had we known it, there was an even closer door to get in, which is what we took to pack everything out, which is literally 10 steps.
Yeah.
So, but it was close. We got everything in. Yeah, I guess you're right. It was about probably maybe 8 o'clock local time.
8 or 9.
Got everything in, unpacked, the usual story. Yep. Decent traffic on Friday, I thought.
Yeah, Friday is usually just weekend traders and the vendors, and we all just kind of sell to each other. Some people, but I thought business was decently brisk for a Friday.
Yeah, and we were in the smaller room,
which I liked.
Yeah, there's two rooms. It's kind of a smaller room, which is the first thing you see as you walk in the door. You get your registration, and then at the registration table, I'm gonna start this right now. These guys are crazy. They had brownies and chocolate cake right
Mimi,
away.
Mimi Turkington should have a bakery. The woman can bake like nobody's business. Holy cow. It only got better. On Sunday, I just picked up the whole tray of whatever the some kind of pound cake that had almonds and coconut and something else. Dick Crane was there from Kenro, and he grabbed the tray of brownies with mint chocolate chips, and I grabbed the other tray, and we're like, okay, we're good for breakfast. Delicious.
Yeah, so that was right there, and they had a couple of trays of pens there. I don't know who was selling those, if those are for the club. There were some safaris and then something else. I can't remember what it was. But you get your registration, and then you walk down the hall, and the first room on the left is kind of where everybody goes in first, and that's where we were. Right there on the corner is Mike Matsuyama, and he was busy all day Friday. I mean, this guy was working hard. Who else was in there? Jimmy Dolev, of course, had his table in there.
I
He's a
love Jimmy.
yeah. He's a super nice guy. You know
He's,
the.
he can rock that Argyle sweater vest like nobody's business. He's just so, you just want to hug him, which I do. So.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Who else was in there? Our good friend Carl Daniel,
Oh yeah.
Estherbrook Collector, and Omas Torturer.
Hirsch Davis was there. He had some cool pens.
Yep, Hirsch was there.
I in fact I was still setting up. I was down at that end of the table setting up the paper, and Hirsch had, let's just say, a lovely first sale. So.
Yeah. I talked to him about it later. But Hirsch is the kind of guy that he just has. If you don't know him, his pens are amazing. And he has pens like they're so big they don't fit in the case. He just got
Yeah.
a Waterman 58 just sitting there.
Yep.
I think he has two or three of them. They don't fit in the case. He just, whatever. It is what it is.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, just killer stuff. I know when I walk up to his table, I can't afford anything because it's all so good.
But he's not pushy about it. It's just
No.
like, here's the price. I overheard him negotiating, and he was very chill about it. The guy who was asking didn't want to pony up what was a very reasonable price, but it's just like, yeah, here it is. Tell us all
Yeah.
about it. To, completely laid back sales pitch. Like, if you want it, here it is. If not, good
Yeah,
to see you.
I shouldn't say that. I don't want to make it sound like his stuff is overpriced or it's super expensive. I mean, he does have some really nice pens, but it's
Yeah.
just, I mean, the stuff that I want on his tray, there's no way I can afford.
No, and he,
You know, I mean, it's a Waterman 58. I can't afford to buy one of those.
Yeah, in the chat, Janet's saying that he's willing to deal. Well, absolutely. Nice guy, but if a deal can't be made, he's just as happy to sit there and chat with you.
Yeah, we got
Man, does that
actually,
guy know pens.
yeah, two years ago, we got a Diamond Point overlay from him in Raleigh.
That means we don't need to do it this year.
Was a birthday present, by the way.
Oh, well, you got
So
a birthday coming
anyway,
up.
yeah, I got a birthday coming up. So Hirsch was next to Carl. Martin Ferguson was in our room.
Yep.
Love that guy. He's awesome.
Martin Ferguson in the house.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he
he's a
just sits there
trip.
all day. And he
I've never
restores
seen
snorkels.
him fully clothed. Don't get the
What?
wrong idea. I've never
What?
seen him in long pants. He always wears a short sleeve shirt, doesn't
It's
matter how
shorts.
cold the room is, and shorts.
Yep. That's true. That's true.
That, that's what I meant.
And he's all. I'm just gonna move right past that.
Yeah.
And he's always got his head down. He's always working on snorkels. He's got a little tray he has, and he's always putting snorkels together and repairing them while you watch.
He's great.
So I it was nice because I able to I let him know in advance and like, I'm coming. I'm gonna buy some
Perks.
gaskets and stuff from you. So, and he had some nice pens too. Holy smokes! He had a nice Jade Aiken
Yeah.
Lambert. I just kind of I passed on. I'm not sure why, but
Next time.
maybe next time. Let's see who else of note in the room. Franklin Kristoff was there.
Oh yeah. Oh my
Always
God.
good to see to see Jim and Scott.
They're a trip. I've known both of them for a long, long, long time, and Thank God the bars can't talk. But yeah, Scott's doing some cool things. So it was good to see them, and Jim's looking good, and he's just always got a smile on his face. He's just so happy to be there.
Yeah, I love Jim. He's super cool guy. And I had bought, and Stephanie's gonna, in the chat's going to kill me. I think it's a Model 29.
Some pen. Christoph.
Yeah, the one with the magnetic cap. And the top.
Pen that's a toy.
Yeah, the section started to come a little bit loose, and I went up to Jim and I said, hey, listen, you mind taking a look at the pen? He goes, oh, yeah, no problem. He took it, and he just took care of it right then and there. He says, yeah, well, this part, you know, I'm going to warranty this for you, and here it is. Take care, and it's perfect. It's just so much better. You know, and it was didn't even think twice. He was like, yeah, no.
Boom, done.
I'll take care of it for you. Don't worry about it. Yep. So definitely can see – they have some nice pens. I can see buying some of those –
More?
The other ones that they have in the future. Right. They're kind of cool.
I want one.
Yeah, and their cases, they have those nice leather cases.
Oh, yeah.
And they're
I love our leather cases, but wow, they're thicker and heavier. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty.
And two-tone, they're cool.
And they've got ink now. They've got their own ink.
They've got their own ink, yep.
Cool labels on the bottles. I mean, everything those guys do designed them.
First rate.
Yeah. Yep.
I would really expect nothing less.
Let's see, who else was in that room?
Your friend John Colton.
My new best friend John Colton, and we will talk about him in just a little bit. But he was like the not right behind us, but the row. He was opposite of Mike Matsuyama in the doorway, and the only thing this man had on his table, Omas. Nothing else. He must. How many pens did he have? Like 200, 300 pens? 300 Omas on his table?
Not that many. He probably had 100 because he had the tray liners, and he had pens in there, and then a piece of paper that just had some pens tossed on it, which
we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, so that was a small room. Out in the hallway was Yaffa, our good friend Ken.
Which was Kenny. Awesome.
As we're packing up, he's got and if you don't know Kenny from Yaffa, he's what is his official title?
Bigwig.
He's bigwig, yeah. He's the bigwig.
VP of sales or something.
Yeah.
I suppose we should know this.
We should know this. I'm sorry, Kenny. You know, he's just such a nice guy. I don't want to make that sound surprising, but he's so nice. And then he's like, man, I can't get going. He says, so he turns on he's got his own little boombox. He's listening to Iron Maiden. He's blasting it in the hallway. And, you know, it's just so funny.
Yeah, it's one way to get going. Yeah, that was fun.
So he's doing that. Then you go down the hallway into the big room. And who was there? We had Andy Rick Lambrou. Rick, I'm kind of going around the room.
Okay.
As I can, Andy Lambrou was there. He had his the Japanese book, that big one.
Yep. Kenro was there.
Yep.
Near him.
Ryan Cusack was
Ryan.
There.
Ryan. Yep.
And it's funny because I'm looking at his pens. I think it was on Sunday.
What?
Because I finally had time to get over there and chat with him. And Ryan's really a cool guy. He invited us over to his house.
Awesome.
And unfortunately we couldn't accept the offer, but we would definitely want to do it again, do it next year. But I'm looking at his pens, and I'm just like, hey, that one looks really cool. Can I check that out? He's got a nice wood case, glass, and he picks it up. He goes, yeah, this is my most, how did he put it, the rarest and most expensive pen he sells.
That would be, yep, you have good taste.
So I didn't even ask how much it was, but it was really cool. Pendleton Brown, of course, was there, and then our employees, Kenro Industry, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Dick Crane and Jared Lutkowski were there.
Yep, that was fun.
Who else did we have? Susan Wirth.
Yeah, I don't think I saw much of Susan.
No, I don't either. And
she wore purple. I saw her a couple times, and she was wearing purple, so she stood out. Terry Mahorder was there. Randy Fike was there. His girlfriend's a trip. I didn't get in the other room much. We were too busy.
Yeah. Rick Horn was right across from Terry. And we haven't seen Rick. And have we seen him since the Atlanta show in 2009?
Maybe Columbus one year. Maybe not.
He did say that was the only other show he went to. But yeah, you're right. I think we did see him in Columbus in 2010. But he's been kind of doing his own thing. And
cars. He likes cars.
He likes cars.
He's got a boatload of cars.
But the guy, you know, he gets a table, and he had, you went over there and saw, he had what? Three slaughter boxes of pens.
I was shopping. I should have brought more money.
I'm looking at it, and I'm like, holy, you know, swan overlays and a really beautiful wall overlay set with these black stripes on it. Solid 14-karat Waterman pansy panel.
What was that little thing? It was like the size of my finger.
You know,
the pet?
It's an Aiken Lambert pet.
He said that the purpose of them, they would use them as like party favors for ladies' bridge groups or something. I mean, this thing is useless. I mean, it was adorable.
I have one. Do you want to see it?
No. You own one? You paid money for that?
Yeah. Hang on.
It's like this big. I can't believe you're getting off
keep
camera.
Keep talking. Yeah.
It's tiny. It's like the entire thing is like the size of my pinky finger. It was adorable, but there's no way you could use it. I can't believe he's actually got one. Rick actually was a big help about 4 years ago. Brian fell in love with a pen, but we just didn't want to bite the bullet, so I emailed him a couple days later, and I had him mail it to me, and it was right before I moved to Wisconsin, and so I actually hid it in Brian's sock drawer, and I guess he just never got down through all the socks because he never found it, and then I gave it to him for a birthday present, but he was just so annoyed when he found out I'd had it shipped to the house, and it had been there, and so Rick remembered that, and that was a beautiful pen. And I almost bought another one.
Which one was I can't find it. No, I have one, but I can't find it.
Because it's not even as big as a match. It's tiny.
It is. It's small. It is. You know, it's the pen is 2 inches long, maybe.
Not even.
And they all had the cool thing about them is they had different colored. The top of the cap was a different color type of plastic. They're hard rubber eyedroppers.
Little mini baby tire pens.
Yeah, and the top has like a little disc on it, the top part, in like ivory in different colors.
Yeah.
I've seen cards that had all of them on there, and you could get them. Anyway, really cool. So, who else was in that room? That we're probably forgetting somebody.
I'm sure we are, but like I said, I hardly went in there at all. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, it was Sam and Frank, Pandemonium.
Oh, duh.
Of course. Bert Ozer from Bertram's Inkwell. Yep.
Always good to see Bert. On Saturday, man, this guy had on a shirt that was like electric orange. He says his wife makes him wear it when they go shopping. I guess that way she could always find him.
For the record, I'm never wearing an orange shirt when we go shopping.
I love Bert.
Yeah. Bert can pull it off. He absolutely can. I think I would just look like I don't know.
I'd be able to find you in the mall. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how often do we go to the mall?
I know. Anyway, Friday the Bylers showed up.
Yep, our good friends Mike and Tim.
Awesome to see them.
What else was of note Friday? Not much. I mean, you know, we had a lot of traffic in for Friday. Good to see everybody, kind of casual pace.
Yep.
Got everything set up by, 5 o'clock-ish. And do we want to talk about food or do you want to
I think we should for... just do food all in the food network section.
Okay. We'll leave that for the next section. So, Saturday.
Saturday was a blast. We were busy pretty much all day. We knew that we were going to have at least two people come to the table who we were expecting. One was Pen Addict rock star Brad Doughty. And Calling him a rock star because that's what his compatriot Mike called him on one of the podcasts we were listening to, called him a rock star. So I saw him come in and I kind of ran over, gave him a hug, and I'm like, oh my God, Brad Doughty, the rock star, is here. So he was laughing. So it was really good to see him, and he spent some time at the table learning about Esther Brooks. And he had his list, which is always a smart thing to do.
Yep.
Yep, should always have a list, you know, keep you on track. And then the other person who showed up, who we were expecting.
Tortured you? Is that who I think we're going to talk about?
Yes.
And I have to say for the record, I think this is awesome when this happens to you.
You suck. I knew that someone was going to be bringing us an ST DuPont for me to look at. And, you know, for me, the best part about pen shows is the people. We get to see people. We get to be reunited with people we haven't seen in a long time. We get to meet new people. We're Twitter friends and, you know, Facebook friends, and it was great. But Peggy walked up to the table, and she kind of hands this pen to me and says, you know, here, I brought the DuPont. And I just looked at her, and I said, I hate you.
You can only do that to a good friend.
Because as soon as I saw it, I knew it was staying with me. There's no way it's going back. So we managed to work out a trade, but this was a...
We got to show it. I mean, I'll take pictures of it and put it on the blog, but it's...
It's a pretty little... It's going to be hard to see it, but it's a burgundy. It's very thin. I like the DuPonts that are tall and thin, but it's got kind of a... I want to call it like a maquillé finish almost. I haven't
There's a term for it, and I forget what it is, but that applies to that. Yeah, that applies to that. It's like a gold sprinkle.
Oh, I've got a... Is that like cupcakes with sprinkles? I've got a pen with sprinkles. So it's just very very slender. It's gorgeous. The finish is just beautiful, and the clip, you can't see it all that well. The clip has a little bit of that as well. So we came to terms. She ended up with a pen, a case, and some paper, I think.
Yeah, she made out like a bandit.
And... I got a pen. We were all excited. Everybody was happy.
Well,
he is a trip.
Oh my God. So
totally a trip.
I was walking around when all when half of this happened, and I run into Mike and Tim, who are in the other room looking around, and I'm at this guy's table, and for the life of me, I can't remember who he was. He may have been a local person. I feel bad. I don't remember who it was.
Which room?
The big room, like right as you get in, like the second table is right across from Ryan Krusak's table.
Okay.
But anyway, so I go in and I look, and he's got some nice pens, and he's got this one overlay.
Yeah.
It's got this unique pattern on it.
End of sentence.
Well, it has a unique pattern on it. It's a lever filler, but it's got a warranted nib. There's no maker's mark anywhere. The only thing I can see on it is... there's a mark on the barrel that looks like it says, you know, maybe, 18 karat rolled gold. Mike happens to have his loop, which is really, really a nice loop. I look at it. Sure enough, it's marked 18 karat rolled gold, so it's gold fill essentially. And I decide, you know what? I've looked at this pen. I looked at it like two or three times. I said, you know what? I'm gonna kick myself if I don't buy it. And it wasn't that expensive, so I snagged this, and you can see a little bit of the pattern. It'll be better on the blog,
it's cool.
But it's got a cool diamond pattern on it. It's clipless, always has been, always will be. It's got a flexible, warranted 14 karat, and that's karat with a C, nib. And the lever is kind of long, and looks kind of like, it looks English. It looks like some of the Conway levers, maybe Burnham. Quite sure. So anyway, I grabbed that. I walk back to the room, and Lisa's got this DuPont sitting on the table, and I look at it, and I know what has just happened. I just know it.
And darn Peggy was here.
And I look over, I said, what is this? you know, and she, well,
I said mine.
I gave it to her. I said, well, okay, you know, what's the price? And she, you know, she tells me, and I said, just buy it, get it. You need that. That is cool. That is maybe the coolest DuPont. I think you won't.
Now I have two. The other one I got in Chicago.
Yep. So.
Well, I think two. One is just a pen. What is it? Two is a.
Is a pair.
Two is a pair, and three is a collection.
Three is a collection. Or? You only have two.
I only have two.
Oh, that's so sad.
So I just have a couple. I need a collection.
All right. So let's see. What else happened on Saturday? Then
Saturday we were busy. Saturday busy, was busy. Oh, when did I when did I get my first purchase?
You had another purchase?
I did.
That I don't know about. Oh.
So it was either Friday or Saturday morning. I know this is going to sound totally stupid, but I was so excited. I bought an iPhone case.
And you're at a pen show.
So what? It's kind of cool, though. We use a credit card processor. We either use Square or we use PayPal, and it goes into your iPhone or your BlackBerry or Android, whatever. And we like to offer customers a stylus because not everybody's comfortable using his or her finger. And some of the older folks get a little confused. So this phone case actually has a built-in stylus, which just fascinated me. So call me geeky. It also has a stand on the back so you can stand it up. And I went to demonstrate it for Brian.
Oh, this is priceless.
Yeah.
Priceless.
So yeah. You can stand it up tall or you can stand it up. Anyway, so I went to demonstrate, and I knocked it over.
She goes, look!
Crash. But it's cool. So, anyway, no, I like the built-in stylus part of it.
I found it very handy.
Yeah, see?
And well, I was considering getting one myself, but then, you know.
Then we'd never be able to tell the phones apart.
Well, yours would always have the thing in it, but... it was, it was nice. It was handy.
It was cool.
I liked it. So,
otherwise, you know, you've got to keep the stylus tucked into your badge, or we kept losing it in Philly, and so it was cool.
Oh, you know, there was one other pen.
Uh-oh.
That we borrowed for the weekend that we should talk about.
We borrow. Oh. Yeah.
We had talked about this a couple of weeks ago that we were going to be ordering the new Schaefer Taranis, and these are would you say a big departure?
Oh yeah, these are cool
from Schaefer design.
Yeah, they don't look like a Schaefer.
No. Essentially, a hooded nib Schaefer, and we ordered them, and they made. Their production was, not up to demand, and they sold out of what they had right away. Ours was on back order, and so I go up to the counter table, and I'm like, listen, I need to have one of these. Can I buy the one that's on your table? And at first they were going to do it, and then they said, well, no, we can't sell it to you because this is the prototype. So... I said, well, you can borrow it for the weekend. So I put it in my pocket and showed it around. Man, that is one killer pen.
Well, we have them on order.
I know, but how long is it going to take to get? But it was cool for the weekend to say I had the prototype.
Shouldn't we get bumped to the top of the line as the new owners?
We should, I think.
Maybe.
But anyways, sweet looking pen. Sweet looking pen.
Yeah. So... let's see, Saturday we closed down. I love not having to break anything down. That's awesome. Just cover it up, leave it. Always, always thank the security guard who is keeping an eye on your stuff. So Tommy was sweet he sat at the end of the hallway so that nobody could come down the hallway and mess with the Yaffa table or get into either of the ballrooms. And I think he had a cottonist TV, and he was all set. And Sunday morning, got up, got down there. Mimi had that phenomenal pound cake. Oh, my God. You ran an errand with a friend, and I ate. I had the coffee, and coffee was not there very long. I wish they needed coffee.
I got accused of stealing coffee.
That's right.
So I went into
my husband, the coffee thief.
I went into the restaurant to get some forks. We had, and we'll talk about this in a minute on the Food Network. We had dessert that we had to eat left over from Friday night, so we decided we'd have it for breakfast.
Oh yeah.
So I go in and I ask for some plastic forks, and the lady says to me, she goes, "Did you just come in here and take two cups of coffee?" And I'm like, "Ma'am, I have not had a cup of coffee all day." And then she looks at me again. She goes, "Are you sure?"
Oh, he's sure he didn't have coffee.
I'm sure I didn't have coffee.
Don't ask me again.
So, cool. No, Sunday was, started out slow. I ran my errand, and it was nice. Actually, driving around, I had the sunroof open. Nice weather.
Yep.
You know, it was 35 degrees here in Wisconsin.
I think they got snow on Sunday.
They did, and it's Sunday's pretty unpredictable, but we did well. We had a lot of people came back, and I think sometimes people they save up to the end of the show, and then they just make their decisions, and but we did well and had some kind of unexpected sales, which was nice. Yep. But we got a chance to talk with some people. I got to spend some more time with Martin, which was cool. Mm-hmm. Got my order in for some O-rings that I'm anxiously awaiting. But
got to see Richard Jarvis. I haven't seen him in years. That was
great. That's right. Yeah. He was there in 2003, by the way, when we had dinner with John Monashaw.
Oh, very cool.
I remember that.
Yep, that's right. So, let's see. Oh, do you want to talk about your pen? Or should we wait until that's part of breakfast?
We'll wait about that one.
All right.
I did get one more pen on Sunday, though.
You did?
Well, about two-thirds of the way through the day, it had been determined that it was a successful enough show that perhaps one more pen purchase was in the works. And I had been eyeing up this.
For
this,
him.
Yeah. I've been eyeing up this Omos that Carl Daniel had for like the last three, four shows. And it's Arte Italiano. It's a dark, dark blue. He had it in the box. Pretty. It's a beautiful pen. Nice price, $275 on it. Just a really nice pen. It's it's got the roller clip. It's
And apparently, it was a very nice price because by the time we decided, all right, let's go buy it,
gone.
It was gone.
So Brian, I'm like, well, such is life, and. All of a sudden, I'm sitting at the table, and Lisa comes back to me, and she hands me this pen.
Because that's how I roll.
I just have to say this. I have the best wife ever. So, she hands me this pen, and she goes, "Well, what do you think of this?" Now, I had been at John's table.
John Colton.
John Colton's table.
Your new best friend.
My new best friend, and I've been looking at these beautiful Omos he had. I mean, he even had an overlay Omos. Now, how perfect is that, huh?
That's expensive perfect.
That was a mortgage payment on the house is what that was.
Yeah.
But she hands me this pen, and I look at it, I'm like, oh, my God, is that an Omos? And it's this blue marbled Omos. Never seen anything like it before.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have a whole lot of experience. I just know that.
Because you have one.
I have one now. I have a collection of one. She hands me this pen. It's just stunning. So she goes, "Well, just come over to the table."
Yeah.
And he's got this piece of paper on the edge of his table, and it's marked 50% off.
Yeah, he's just got these pens like, I mean, I know they weren't thrown, but not in a tray, not in the tray liner, just on a piece of paper, it says 50% off, and there's just like a handful of pens kind of just tossed on it.
Yeah, you don't often hear the terms 50% off and OMAS in the same sentence.
I love sale pens.
So he's got several, and I kind of narrow it down to two. And one happens to win out over the other, but the other pen, which I really did like a lot, is a black Paragon. Now that's the big guy, the big guns, as I called it last week, because I couldn't remember what the heck it was called. Beautiful, beautiful two-tone nib, black faceted, just gorgeous, gorgeous pen.
Brian was agonizing between the two. For so long, they were both the same price. I finally just handed John Colton this wad of cash, and I said, he's going to take one or the other, but just so you know, he's getting one. Because I didn't want him to stand there and go, all right.
He's not wasting your time.
Yeah.
So you can't really. Maybe you can see it. But look at that. Now, this is round. It's not faceted.
Which means you need a faceted one.
It means I need a faceted one. But it's got a, you know, matching section, a juicy, juicy, broad 18-karat nib. It's a piston filler. And I decide I'm going to take the blue one. This is cool. Because I like blue. And now, if it had been any other color, I may not have taken it. But it's cool. It's got the roller clip. It's just stunning, stunning pen, good size. And then the funniest thing happened as we're making the transaction, I hold my hand out to shake his hand, and he's busy. He's like taking care of boxes, and I'm not sure if like he didn't hear me or he's just like, you know, like, okay, that's the last sale of the day. Now I'm getting ready to pack up. The thing comes with a box, all right? So now that's cool, right?
It's a big-ass box.
This box is so huge. I honest to God, I almost decided to take the Paragon. I asked him, I said, well, what kind of box does the Paragon take? Look how big this thing is. It takes up the whole screen. Here's the size of the pen. it comes with a bottle of ink, but that's it. There's a bottle
this
of ink.
This is how big my pen is.
Yeah. It was really funny because I asked him, I said, well, what size box is the Paragon coming? Because the Paragon is like twice the pen. And he says, well, I actually don't have a box for that. And for a split second, I thought, oh, man, I'm taking the Paragon because that thing is huge. We did manage to get it in, but so that's it. So now I have my first OMAS. And as it turns out, it's a Revelations model, and it's a limited edition. This is number 21 of 88 made, so I'm quite pleased with that. So, and I took it to work today. It writes real nice.
Awesome. I haven't inked up mine yet. So, let's see. So that was Sunday and the show. We had a good time. So let's get into the Food Network, because we actually then segue back into pens for
we do.
Yep. And baseball, no, even.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. We left Thursday night. What do we have? Wendy's Food on Network. The way down. Food Network. Anderson Food Network. God. We even got a piece of mail addressed to the Food Network.
So. We did. We got a Twisby giveaway for the Food
Network. Yeah. So whatever. Breakfast the morning, Friday morning, about an hour outside of Atlanta. We stopped at Panera. That's our new favorite breakfast place.
Yeah, man. Panera's good. I like Panera.
Yeah. Friday after the show, we went and had dinner with our employees.
Awesome.
Dick Crane and Jared Lukowski from Kenro. And we planned this in advance. They had made reservations at Maggiano's. And we decided to do the family menu. And so there were four of us. And there was enough food to feed a small country.
Oh.
It was beyond stupid, crazy, awesome, which I think is a new phrase. Three appetizers, four entrees, and you're supposed to get two desserts, but Jared told him it was Dick's birthday, which I guess was fairly recent.
Last week, I think.
Actually, I think it was longer ago, but anyway, I guess Dick didn't get a cake for his birthday, so Jared is just going to keep making up for it for a while. So we all ended up getting dessert. And it's all you can eat. You can't eat it all. We had what?
No.
Mussels and
The calamari, which I'm
calamari.
not a big calamari fan, but
super yummy.
Wow, those were yummy. Holy cow. In fact, we had to get a second plate of them because between Jared and I, they were gone.
Yep. And the mussels were phenomenal. And I don't remember what the other.
We had a Caesar salad. Yep.
The healthy portion of it. And then four entrees, they were phenomenal. Salmon with lemon pepper, that was great. We had, what, gnocchi and sausage?
Gnocchi and sausage was excellent.
Some kind of bow tie pasta. And what was the other thing? Something yummy.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Chicken parmesan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then for dessert, which also became breakfast on Sunday, we had tiramisu and Oreo s'mores.
Like Snickers cake or something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And they brought out one of the desserts with a couple candles in it for Dick. So it was great.
Yeah, we got some pictures too, so I'll be putting those up. They're kind of fun. Those guys are awesome.
We had a trip. We had a really great time. We had a good table. That was on a booth on kind of a race platform, so you could kind of see over everybody, and it was nice. We had a good time. Great conversation. Had a good laugh about the April Fool's joke about buying Kenro. And we had a good time, and then we kind of waddled out of there.
That was Friday night, so we hadn't slept really. You know, we had a couple hours of sleep in the car, but that was nice to get some sleep Friday night.
Heaven. heaven to finally get to bed. Saturday morning, we met for breakfast with Mike and Tim Beiler and had a great time. The usual breakfast buffet, it was all right.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as some that we've had, but...
Wasn't all that impressed, but, you know, it was fine. It was eggs and biscuits and sausage and... The usual. It was kind of small.
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah. But during breakfast, we're showing pens, and I had the Tyrannus with me, so I'm showing the guys a Tyrannus and this, that, and the other thing, a couple pens that I had. And I showed them a pen that I bought in Long Island. And it was this guy right here. So it's a Chase.
Pen.
Yeah, it's a Chase hard rubber pen. It's got an accommodation clip, two nice gold-filled bands. Now, here's the kicker. On the barrel end, it has the number 12. It has the exact same chasing pattern as a Waterman 12. The 12 is even in red, filled in with red just like the Watermans are. It does not have the original nib, unfortunately. I'm sure of it. But on the cap, and nowhere does it say Waterman, but on the cap it says, compliments of Jacob Ruppert Brewer. And so I show it to the guys, and Tim, being the smart guy that he is, decides he's going to look it up on his phone to see who this Jacob Ruppert guy is. And I was just brought it along because I was going to buy a number 2 nib for it, and then I was going to consider selling it. Well, as it turns out, Jacob Ruppert, or Rupert, I don't know how you pronounce it. He was an American brewer, a businessman, and a politician. Okay, so that's interesting. So he had these pens he gave out. Well, he served in the U.S. House of Representatives. He owned the New York Yankees. And during his tenure, he purchased Babe Ruth and built Yankee Stadium.
That's cool.
And as a matter of fact, he's going to be inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame sometime this year. So I'm like, wow, that's cool. So now I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to keep this pen, right? Sometime during the, and this was even funnier. So I forget who it was. Somebody came up to the table. We're talking pens. They go, hey, listen, I gotta show you this cool hard rubber pen that I got. And I hand it to him, and I look at him like, yeah, take a look at the cap. It says compliments, da 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 da. He goes, oh, yeah, the guy he owned the New York Yankees.
Like everybody knows this except us.
Everybody but us knows this. That was hilarious. So
we really felt uneducated.
I was like. Oh, I thought I had something cool, but I mean, it is cool.
It is cool. Yeah, it is cool. I don't remember who that was, but
Yeah, I don't remember, but that was learned over breakfast. So you can learn stuff about pens over breakfast. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was great. We're talking about it, passing it around, and then boom, next thing. Very cool.
So
So that was fun.
that was Saturday night.
Saturday and Sunday. Now this happened last 4 years ago. I guess they do this every year, but the Atlanta Pen Club delivers lunch, little boxed lunches, to all the vendors. The similar kind that we had in Baltimore, and did we have lunch in Philly? I don't remember.
When was Philly? Was that like 6 years
June.
ago?
Same kind of thing that we had in Baltimore, for those of you who are in Baltimore. Little box, there was a wrap and some chips and a cookie, and then they would bring around a soda. So that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
Although every lunch, both lunches you got, we ended up swapping the cookie and the chips.
Well, we usually do that, but
So that was nice. And then Saturday night, we went with Pendleton Brown's Pen Posse, and we went to a Mexican restaurant,
in his
and
convertible.
in his convertible. Now, what a way to go. Number one, it's awesome to have a native drive you around. It's nice to have anybody drive you around when you do as much driving as we do. But in the convertible with the top down, and our friend, somebody we met down there,
Megan.
Megan, she was a trip. She would come over and arrange our ink
She can work our table
anytime.
anytime. You're welcome
So
anytime,
she'll be
Megan.
the first one to tell you she's a little OCD, so she would just like wait till people were done with the ink and then she'd straighten it. Love her. But it was Pendleton, Megan, Brian, and I, and we got to sit in the back. The pollen count was really high, so the car was partly green from the pollen. But after a long winter and we just had an ice storm, to have the top down and the wind and the sun, it was just heaven.
Yeah, it was nice. I really enjoyed that.
So
So
that was a blast.
there was like 24 people.
23, something like that, yeah. We had all these tables put together, and they had called ahead and said we were going to be somewhere between 20 and 25. So they knew to expect us. I don't think they knew to expect us, the Penn people. But we had a good time. We had a really good time. I was kind of diagonal from Peggy, so we're talking about my new pen, and she was all excited about what she got, so everybody was happy. Pendleton was like a cruise director, kind of directing everything. There were so many of us that the assistant manager came out to help our server, who Gray, the guy sitting next to me, Gray and I decided that our server looked like Wolverine. So, I mean, I don't know about you all, but getting served dinner by Hugh Jackman is a beautiful thing. So,
So anyway,
the Mexican food was awesome.
it was, except there's one little annoyance that I have to complain about.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah,
This is a Mexican restaurant, and they had what? It was like 5 pages of the menu.
it's huge.
There was not a single, and I am not kidding. I looked at this menu for 10 minutes, 15 minutes maybe. You could not buy a burrito there. There's no burrito on the menu.
Only
So
for lunch.
only for lunch. Which obviously this wasn't lunch, but yeah, you couldn't buy a burrito. So,
Yeah. So you had everything else. You had what, a fajita
something, yeah, I don't know what it
enchilada?
was.
I had tilapia and bacon wrapped scallops, and
Yeah, it was
they
pretty good.
were yummy.
So, what? That's about it for food, huh?
Yeah, then Sunday
Pretty tight.
we had Sunday for breakfast. We ate Friday night's dinner, dessert, and the normal lunches. And on the way home, our big kind of ritual is to stop and get some kind of fast food on the way out of town. So I think we did Wendy's.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that was kind of Atlanta in a nutshell,
We had a good time. It was warm. Everybody's friendly. It was a good show.
I would say that I would definitely come back next year.
Oh yeah.
Good show. So, But for now, we're going to have to wait it out for a couple of weeks. Just 2 weeks. Thursday, May 2nd through Sunday, May 5th. Probably one of my favorite shows, partly because it's only 3 hours from here. The Great Chicago Penn Show.
Yay.
Just
A
jam-packed
happy
this year
dance.
with events. Starts on Thursday afternoon for the hardcore people if you want to come. 2 to 10 p.m. 8 p.m. there's a pizza and pop party by Judd Perlson. Friday is going to be a crazy, crazy day. I know we're going to be getting up about 4 or 5 o'clock in
Four.
the morning. We'll have the car packed in the garage, maybe. Head out at 5 o'clock in the morning, get to the show by 8.
Yep.
Show's open 9 to 5:30. That's exhibitors weekend registrants only. Doesn't say, I don't see what the price is here, but it's pretty reasonable, I think. Auction preview 12 to 5:30, which is cool because they're gonna have an auction. Love those.
Oh, God, auction.
So show ends at 5:30, but then 7 to 8, there's gonna be a special Schaefer reception with Russell Schaefer.
This is cool.
And he's gonna talk about, I don't know what he's going to talk about. History of Schaefer and
Being a
some of his
Schaefer.
experience being a Schaefer. So that's definitely worth checking out. And that's going to be in the room adjacent to the auction room, I think.
That's smart.
Right there by the auction. So from 7 to 8, you get to hear Russell Schaefer talk. 8 to 10 is the auction, and it's killing me. These guys, they're getting ready to put the pictures up. And they said that they were going to do it today, and of course all day long. I'm stuck in meetings all day long, but every once in a while I get my phone on, refresh the page. But so far the pictures we've seen, Mandarin Senior Dual Fold, beautiful white on blue dual fold lapis, Schaefer 14 karat masterpiece set, some really cool stuff. So that goes 8 to 10, and then 10 to 11 dessert party. So it just
Oh,
all day
just
long
keeps
Friday.
going.
Just keeps going. It's going to be a blast.
Awesome.
Saturday is going to be the big day, 9 to 6. $6 admission Saturday and Sunday. So if you're coming for the weekend, that's a steal. It's going to be some workshops. I know Roger Cromwell is doing his How to Buy and Sell Pens, which is a cool seminar. I took that a couple years ago. Susan Worth, Joel, and Cheryl are doing a seminar this year on pen
Awesome.
repairs. And also this one I think is new. Pendleton Brown is doing a seminar on Saturday as well.
Very cool.
Hot tips for hot nibs. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means.
Know, on Sunday he wore his jacket. It's this white, I don't know, it's probably a wool blend that's splattered with paint. That's
Yeah.
kind of, because we were talking about it. He said on Saturday night at dinner that I could splatter him, and I'm sure I made some rude comments about that. But yeah, so he
I
wears
think you
this
did,
jacket.
actually. Yeah.
I know. I think I surprised Peggy. But it's a good
So.
time. We also love the Chicago Penn Show because it's our home show.
Well, we got married there, so.
We did. That was kind of cool. So that's that'll be our 3 year anniversary. Had to think about that.
Sunday, 10 to 5 is the show, and it could be a. It says here there's a PFK program going on. Is that?
I think Deb Basil might be doing
Okay, your name is listed there, so.
Oh, well, Lisa Anderson might be doing
Lisa Anderson.
it.
So anyway, that's the Chicago show, and it's really if you're anywhere in the area, it's a must go show.
And Kenro's really doing a lot of advertising and a lot of promo for the big Schaefer thing. So I think that it's going to be bigger and busier than maybe it has been in the last couple of years, and that'll be awesome. Lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, and did I mention a pen auction? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So, anyway, that's kind of pen show news. You've got some news.
I do. It is my duty and my honor as the president of the PCA to announce that the pennant has arrived. Dun, da, da. The new magazine. Well, you got to make the music.
There we go. Sorry, I was a little late there.
That's cute. So the new pennant has just arrived. If you have not gotten it yet, just give it another couple days. Some cool new stuff in there. Yeah. So
cool. Well, we just got it today in the P.O. box. So
we just got it today in the P.O. box. As president, I get advanced copies. They came. Tom and Dee Dee got theirs on Saturday, so ours just came over the weekend. So.
I don't even know what's in it. You don't even tell me. You like leave me hanging.
Stuff.
You get to know what's in it, and I'm just like.
I saw it months ago.
Well, la-ti-da.
No. There's some really cool articles. Some articles from new authors, which we always like. A couple pen show reviews and lots of good stuff. So, picture of our friend Michael Ward in there and Marta. Cool. Sarge is in there. Gotta have Sarge in there.
Super. Can't wait to read it.
Yep. So. Let's see what else.
We got some, just a little wrap up of what's going on the website.
Cool stuff.
Don't forget special promotion this spring, this month, all orders over 75, free shipping in the U.S., outside U.S. It's a coupon, $6 off the order. Details on the website.
Yep. An additional promo while it lasts, courtesy of Execlair. You get a free Rhodia number 11 pad with the purchase of any fountain pen. I forgot to bring one up. They're little, but
do I get one of those because I bought a pen?
No.
Come on.
No.
All right. They're cool. They're pretty neat. They're pretty neat little pads. So
yeah, great for putting in your pocket or tossing in your purse. Mont Blanc ink back in stock.
Awesome.
And we've got an order placed for a boatload more. So that's cool. And you should have something in your hot little hand to show off.
Right here. It's actually was in my pocket there for a minute.
Awesome.
This right here is the new Edison Limited Edition Beaumont Stealth. Yep. Ruthenium plated clip, cap band, and nib. So it's a real, real dark plated plating on them. Really, really kind of a cool pen. Limited edition. They're only made 100. In fact, the one that I have in my hand actually matches the limited edition OMOS that's in my pocket. So it may just stay there.
I don't think so.
anyway, these are going to be announced soon. So
I think tomorrow.
Sometime this week. $159 is the price on these guys. Is really kind of nice.
Yep.
I don't normally make prices, but it's a nice looking pen. So
it is. I really do enjoy the size of the Beaumont. I think that it's big enough for the hand of most men, but I like it that it's a little bit smaller. So I have a Beaumont. I think you have a Herald.
I have the Herald. Yes. Yeah. I like the bigger size.
Yeah.
This is a cool looking pen. I like this.
Yeah. The Stealth, because the trim is a different color too.
Yeah, and it fits in my pocket real nice. Yeah, so anyway, those are coming soon.
Yep. White Lines has been restocked, so now that we're back, we'll get that up on the site. Those Link notebooks are just phenomenal. They sell like crazy, and they're so cool because you can use your phone, scan whatever you write or draw, and then automatically send it to your email, to Evernote, to Dropbox, and it eliminates the background.
Yeah, it's. I think, you know, I have lots of pictures on my phone of the same thing. I'm going to have to get one for myself.
Yeah.
Super, super cool paper.
Yep. And the Pilot Metropolitans are partly restocked. Pilot got in a huge, huge, literal boatload of pens from overseas, and they're still going through them. So we did manage to finagle getting a couple colors, some of the black, shipped to us for the show, but we're just waiting.
Yeah, it was nice to finally get them in. So so yeah, and since we like to give stuff away let's not forget the Twisby 580 contest. And I tell you, I finally inked up my 580. I hadn't inked it up for a while, but man, does that thing write nice. Those new nibs are, the old nibs weren't bad, but the new nibs are killer. So, but just to make it even better, we're going to give away a Twisby Diamond 580. It's not just your normal 580. This one comes with one of Pendleton Brown's famous elegant butterline stub italic custom nib, which normally if you go to have them do one of these to your pens at a show, it's $40. So you're going to get a 580 with a custom Pendleton nib, pretty much your choice, fine, medium, or broad, and he'll customize it. And all you have to do is write us a letter or a postcard and send it in to us. Tell us why you want to win the Diamond 580 with Pendleton Brown custom nib. And that's all you got to do. You're in the running. So winner's going to be picked at random from eligible entries on Sunday, April 28th, which is coming up soon. So get your entries in.
Oh, yeah.
And international entries, you better get huffing because you only get a little bit of time left. Yep. Yeah. Today we got some entries in from Romania.
Yes.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Germany, Australia, Canada, all sorts of I'm missing countries. Hong Kong.
We got one from Baltimore or Philly. Stephanie, where do you live?
we got one from Baltimore. Wow.
we got an entry from Ira that was on one of the FP Geeks postcards, so that was cute.
Yeah, some really, really cute stuff. So.
Yeah, some funny entries.
So.
Because I need it.
Yeah. Special thanks to Pendleton Brown for offering this great nib for this giveaway. So check out his site, www.pendletonspens.com. The guy's awesome. So, I mean, you know, if you ever get to a show, you gotta check him out. He's super, super cool to talk to.
Yep.
And he's got a super cool car. So.
And an awesome voice.
Yes, yeah,
sometimes
absolutely.
He sings at the end, and it's this improvisation song every time. He just kind of picks a tune and then he sings about whoever's in the room. So that's always a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, and you can send it to the address at the end of the show. So you've awesome. Got some shout outs.
I do. Number one, all of the contest entrants. So keep sending those. And definitely tell me what ink and pen you used. I'm always on the lookout for new ink.
She goes nuts.
Like,
when she sees a letter that's got cool ink and it doesn't say what color it is. She goes nuts. So seriously, just do it.
Help him.
Put it
help,
in.
Help the guy out.
Help me out here.
Yep. Shout out to Ira, to Pendleton, of course, Peggy for my new baby. I had a blast with her. She is just phenomenal. Brad Dowdy from the Pen Addict, and Mike, of course, Brad's podcast partner, was commenting. They were looking at, Brad was talking about Esterbrooks he wanted to buy, and Mike was on our site, and he saw the green cracked ice set we have. So when Brad was at the show, I brought him over, and I said, all right, you have to hold this and take a picture for Mike. And
that was so funny.
We had some fun with that. A big, big hello to the whole Penn Posse in Atlanta. Dinner was a blast. Some of those people are crazy. So we got some mail and some email. So I want to say hi to Juan and to Vince, Mike and Tim for making the trek from Arkansas to Atlanta. Dick and Jared, we always have a great time with them. We got to meet Ryan Krusak's family. And his wife, they just had a third child not too long ago. She is just beautiful. And his two daughters, Zoe and Sylvia, are beautiful and incredibly well-behaved.
Yep, they're cute.
They were so, so polite and so sweet and just so excited to be there with Daddy. And Zoe, the older one, came over and bought some note cards because she had to say thank you to people. Very, very well-behaved. And Sylvia was, she's younger. She was just kind of cute and quiet. But they were there for both Saturday and Sunday with Dad, and that was great. So it was really super sweet to see them. I don't know Megan's last name, but Megan, one of Pendleton's posse, the I think she's like a junior employee now. I think she's just going to come and arrange our ink every time we're at the show.
Yep.
And Fred, he got a mini.
Twisby Mini in a pen pouch that he picked up.
Awesome.
He was happy as a clam to get, so
Megan
cool to see him.
Payne.
Yep.
Megan Payne. Thank
There we
you,
go.
Mark. Yep. She was great. Feisty and funny and in fact, she was arranging the ink, and somebody thought she worked for us. So I was talking to somebody else, and he said, "You know, do you need to go down and take care of that?" And I just kind of glanced, and I'm like, "No, Megan, sir, she's got it." So it
Funny.
was fun. Anybody else? Too many people to remember. I know we're leaving people out.
Yeah, everybody in the chat, of course.
Yep. And Mark's in the chat. Mark's
Yep.
son came and bought a pen, and John Henry was funny. He kept coming up, asking good questions and trying this pen and that pen, and then, okay, thank you, and he'd leave and go think about it. I don't know if he was running it past mom and dad or what, and then he'd come back and he tried this pen and that pen, debating. You could see the wheels turning, like, thank you, and he'd leave. And then he'd come back. He made a well-informed decision, I think.
I think so.
So yeah, he definitely tried all of the ones he was considering several times, and you know, that's the way to do it. That's one of the advantages of a show, is you get to try and try and try and make sure that what you end up with really works for you. So
All right,
that's
anything
that.
else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or Lisa at andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website is AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you on Sunday.
Yep, absolutely. Ciao.
Good night.
Bye.